All right, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 12. So today we're going to take a look at something that I think, personally, is very exciting. Something that many of you would click on this as a clickbaity title, and this is a U.S. communications policy that operated for a good chunk of the 20th century. It's called the Fairness Doctrine. So the Fairness Doctrine, in essence, it was a policy that was in place through the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission. So the FCC had this doctrine in place basically to establish some sort of fairness or equal footing for both sides of a controversial issue, both major candidates for a particular election, things like that. So that the aim of it was that no one news station could really heavily favor one political candidate or one side of an issue over another and tell a very skewed and slanted story. And so basically the language that they used for this is that the Fairness Doctrine was set out to promote a, quote, basic standard of fairness, quote, end quote, in broadcasting. And this manifested itself as companies that had licenses to broadcast had to provide a more fair and balanced assessment of things. And so this was in place for a while. It was put into law in 1949, but it had its roots as far back as 1927, not in an official FCC context because the FCC wasn't around back then. But this was around from 1949 till 1987. Again, during the Reagan administration, where a lot of government agencies were being and industries and things were being deregulated. The news industry was no exception. So this was repealed in 1987. As there were a lot of challenges to it, as you typically hear today from many things, as it was a threat to the First Amendment and freedom of speech. So it was appealed back in 1987, but a couple of provisions were still left. The editorial and personal attack provisions, which were there until 2000. And so while some of this Fairness Doctrine is still around, I mean, some of the very basic legal infrastructure is there, but a lot of it has been gutted over the last 30 years to conveniently coincide with the last 30, 40 years of government deregulation that has been a product of conservative thought. So also another interesting thing that came up around the same time was the more controversial conservative talk shows. So we'll start with the granddaddy of them all, that being the Rush Limbaugh show. And conveniently, in the year 1988, merely 1 year after the Fairness Doctrine was repealed, the Rush Limbaugh show became nationally syndicated. And so now, radio hosts and radio license owners and things and TV show hosts, TV networks, did not need to present a fair assessment of issues, candidates, and elections in the greater democratic process. So therefore, you could have people like Rush Limbaugh spewing right-wing garbage, like the term feminazi, and really face no backlash or recourse from the FCC because that rule was repealed. And so how this relates to where we are today, it should be pretty obvious. The Fairness Doctrine has been gone for a little over 30 years now, and the media space that we see today that's very polarized and many networks take a one-sided approach. And while you do see this happen with some left-wing news stations, it's mostly right-wing stations that are the problem here. Fox News has made its career off of misrepresenting issues, telling very slanted stories about political events and things like that. If you turn on a channel about on Fox, if you turn on the channel right now and go to Fox News, I'm sure they're complaining about President Biden doing something. I don't know, maybe his shirt was untucked today, maybe. So you have this very slanted and tilted retelling of events going on right now. And there's no recourse from the US government because that recourse was taken away during the Reagan administration. And it has not really been put back in earnest. And so if we look at other countries around the world, actually, particularly we'll go to the UK and we'll go Australia and New Zealand. Those are three countries actually who have, they haven't outright banned Fox Entertainment, but they're not allowed, Fox is not allowed to call themselves Fox News over there because they're not news. And the Australian, New Zealand, and British government have all recognized that. And so obviously the media restrictions over there are a little tighter than they are over here, because you have stations like Fox News that blatantly say false information and are still called a reputable news source. So in my eyes, the fairness doctrine needs to come back. I believe the last year and a half of, well, really you could make the claim the last 4 years, 5 years with the Trump administration, but in particular, the last year and a half with the coronavirus pandemic has proved very strongly that the public needs accurate and fairly balanced information coming from the news. You cannot have sources like Fox, OAN, deliberately misreporting public health information and discouraging things like mask wearing, you know, and reporting from officials who do say that more so, because it costs lives, it costs thousands of lives so far. might I say that the pandemic isn't even over yet. So the fairness doctrine needs to come back, and a lot more of these reputable news stations need to be kept in check. And so for those out there who are going to say, oh, well, this is a violation of the First Amendment, and that's just not true. I'll use the age-old, you can't yell fire in a movie theater. The First Amendment, none of the constitutional amendments are universal. They're not. They do not extend into every situation. They are always measured. And in the case of these news networks, it is their public duty to report responsibly, fairly, and equally, and to deliberately mislead the public just for more views, more clicks, whatever, is irresponsible, and it's dangerous to the democracy that we have spent years and centuries building and maintaining. And it's on the government to step in and make sure that these violations don't continue. So that is why I am pushing for the Fairness Doctrine to come back and be re-implemented into the FCC so that they can go after agencies like Fox and OAN, so that private companies like Dominion Voting don't have to do that work for them by suing for false information being spread over the airwaves during the election season. So at any rate, I feel like I've rambled long enough about this, about the Fairness Doctrine, the nice piece of communication policy and legislation, not legislation, policy from about 70 years ago. But I still feel it is very relevant today, and I think we should all take a hard look at it and consider how we can use that piece of policy moving forward. So that's all. I'll see you all next time.